China drops the boom on a private airline. UAVs will share manned airspace in Kansas. And Europe adopts common standards for air traffic controllers. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, September 1st, 2011. The Chinese government has come down hard on privately held Juneyao Airlines after the South Korean pilot of one of the carrier's planes refused to obey controllers and yield a landing slot to a Qatar Airways flight which was low on fuel. On August 13th, weather delays had a reported 20 aircraft circling Shanghai Pudong International Airport. When the pilot of Qatar Airways Flight 888, a Boeing 777-300, called Mayday, saying he was running low on fuel, he was granted permission to land at the city's smaller airport, Hongqiao International. But when a controller ordered Juneyao Flight 1112, an Airbus A320, to yield its landing slot, the pilot refused six orders in a seven-minute period, saying that she, too, was low on fuel. Both planes managed to get down safely. English East Day reports an investigation showed the Juneyao A320 had 42 minutes of fuel remaining, while the Qatar Airways 777 had just 18 minutes to go. Juneyao's South Korean pilot, identified by several news websites as Choi Yun-jung, has been banned for life from flying in China, and her unidentified co-pilot's pilot privileges have been suspended in China for 6 months. Juneyao has apologized to the Chinese government and says it will fire the captain. Juneyao has been ordered to cut its capacity 10% for 3 months, educate all its foreign pilots for at least 40 hours on the rules of Chinese civil aviation, with the administration evaluating the results, and will be denied permission to expand, open new offices, or rent or buy any aircraft for a while. A statement from Juneyao says, quote, "The company accepts and will strictly carry out all the penalties from the aviation authority," unquote. If that punishment sounds a little over the top for the actions of one captain, keep in mind that Juneyao is a small private company undercutting the fares of major carriers such as Air China Limited, China Southern Airlines Company, and China Eastern Airlines Corp., all of which happen to be owned by the government. Much to the delight of budget-strapped law enforcement agencies, and perhaps to the consternation of unemployed helicopter pilots, the idea of unmanned aerial vehicles sharing our airspace is rapidly becoming reality. Kansas State University's Salinas UAS program office reports receiving authorization from the FAA for student teams to operate an Aerosonde Mark 4.7 from Salina Municipal Airport and in the National Airspace System. Kurt Barnhart, K-State's aviation department head, says the UAS courses are sold out this semester. Quote, "Students recognize that we provide a unique training program, and they are excited for the hands-on experience," unquote. Tim Rogers, executive director of the Salina Airport Authority, says he does not expect problems. Quote, "The Salina Airport hosts a variety of manned aircraft, and unmanned procedures are no different. Runway 1836 is ideally suited for K-State unmanned aircraft systems operations and training missions," unquote. The training flights will not close any runways, and a notice to airmen will be filed at least 48 hours in advance of each flight. The European Aviation Safety Agency Wednesday implemented new rules for the licensing and medical certification of air traffic controllers, or ATCO for short. The comprehensive agreement includes criteria for determining everything from the competence of regulating authorities and training providers to medical and training standards for controllers. Air traffic controllers holding a license issued in accordance with the regulation will be able to work in all member states. EASA says the legislative process has ensured continuity with previous rules, as demanded by stakeholders. Changes are limited to the most necessary, and adaptation periods are granted to concerned parties. The grandfathering of privileges of already acquired licenses is ensured via transitional arrangements. You can find out more and even download the document at aero-news.net. Still ahead, some Fort Collins residents say their homes were crop dusted. A Marine sergeant has a missile dropped in his backyard. And Europeans can now fly their DA-20s at night. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, September 1st. I'm Paul Plack. CAAC, the Civil Aviation Administration of China, has granted validation of Superior Airparts FAA type certificate for its Vantage engine. Superior Group CEO Tim Archer explains, quote, "The CAAC approval now clears the way for our engine build facility here in Coppell, Texas, to manufacture Vantage engines for sale in emerging Chinese markets. There are growing opportunities to provide piston engines for a variety of aircraft being developed in China," unquote. He adds that Superior has already applied to the FAA for the extension of the company's Vantage engine production certificate to include the Superior Aviation Beijing facility. Once that's done, the company can begin producing CAAC-certified Vantage engines for the Chinese market at its new Beijing Engine Build Center. Echoing his comments at Oshkosh, Archer observes, quote, "The Chinese people are very excited about the future of general aviation in their country. There is pent-up desire and growing need for smaller piston-powered aircraft and helicopters to train pilots and serve small communities throughout the country," unquote. The FAA and the Colorado Department of Agriculture are both investigating a crop dusting flight which may have contaminated a residential area with the agricultural fungicide Inspire XT. The spray is specified by its manufacturer, Syngenta Crop Protection, for use in controlling the damaging sugar beet diseases, Cercospora leaf spot, and powdery mildew. But the Denver Post reports it can cause eye and skin irritation, dizziness, and drowsiness in humans, and be toxic to fish. The paper reports residents of a Fort Collins neighborhood are complaining of emotional distress and health problems after a Grumman G-164A AgCat biplane operated by low-level dusting company of LaSalle buzzed their subdivision August 20th. Some have reported burning eyes and noses and dizziness. The plane was spraying a 156-acre field adjacent to the residential area. The state investigation by the Colorado Department of Agriculture could reportedly take a year. FAA spokesman Mike Fergus tells the paper the number of complaints on the incident warrants a federal probe as well. Syngenta Crop Protection says its Inspire XT fungicide is approved in some, but not all, states. Residents of North Carolina have had to deal with an earthquake and Hurricane Irene in the past couple weeks, but Parker Radcliffe of Hubert, North Carolina, had one more thing to deal with. While getting his property buttoned down ahead of Irene, he found a 6-foot-long missile in his backyard. Radcliffe is a Marine sergeant at Camp Lejeune, so he knew immediately what he was looking at and that there was no danger of the missile exploding. But he was still ticked off that it was dropped so close to his house that it, quote, "could have ended up in my living room," unquote. He said his wife heard it hit the ground the previous night. A spokesman for the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing, Major William Klump, confirmed to the Jacksonville Daily News that the missile had been inadvertently discharged from an AH-1 Cobra helicopter on a training mission sometime around 1 a.m. August 24th, and he adds an investigation is underway. And finally today, EASA has expanded the type certification for the Diamond DA-20C1, that's the version with the Continental IO-240, to include approval for night VFR operations, significantly increasing the DA-20C1's utility in the European market. Over 1,000 of the DV-20 and DA-20 line have been delivered worldwide. The company says the combination of high useful load, approval for night VFR, intentional spin approval, and available Garmin G500 glass cockpit in a fully certified two-seat airplane make the DA-20 a workhorse in flight training schools worldwide, as well as a practical and economical sport airplane. And I can tell you it's good for at least one more thing. In fact, I have a special place in my heart for that plane. It was in a DA-20C1 at night, flying over Hillsboro, Oregon, that I proposed to Cindy. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.